Hey there, everybody. Radiel is with you. Today, we'll show you how to create your own game server in RDR2, namely in RedM Multiplayer. We'll make the server itself, the login, registration, character creation, all from scratch. We'll make our own HUD that shows your balance, your health, and everything else. And for a test, we'll add a simple job, phishing, for example. And all of this we'll do just by writing a prompt on our game and VDS hosting. And after part one, we'll put the whole project up on GitHub, link in the description, and keep developing it. By the way, what you saw at the beginning is already our finished server. We really play on it, and today we'll create it. So, if you want to make a project like this from scratch, our hosting has a free built-in artificial intelligence that writes the game server for you. That is, you just buy a server, and inside on the site, Claude is already connected, and it fully develops the project. You don't need to know programming, don't need any subscriptions, don't need to download anything. You just write, "Create me a server," and it creates it. And this server is immediately available in the RedM master list, so any friend of yours can join and play. First thing, we go through a simple sign up on the hosting. We already have an account, naturally. Next, we choose to buy the VDS agent. Why exactly the VDS agent? Because it gives you a free separate IP. And here we can not only launch our own game server, but also raise a test server, run several servers at once, make a site for the project, connect payments, all on one machine. Then everything is simple. We go into VDS agent and take the minimum plan. For a test, it's enough. For development, choose a plan depending on the online you're planning. Well, we'll take the minimum. And make sure to enter the promo code REDM15. It will give you 15% off personally for you from our video. After this, we get into the chat with the AI. Here, Sonnet 4.6 is already connected for free. If it's not enough, you can connect your own Claude subscription, paste your own API token, or buy a subscription on our hosting. That one's up to you, however you like. And now, onto the request. So, we go into Agent and write it a prompt to create a server for us to start with, and we send it. Now, the agent asks for the key that we need to create the server, a license key. We go onto the CFX portal and create ourselves a key. We write RedM server, hit generate, copy the key, and go paste it in right here. We write RedMRP, for example, and we send it. So a few minutes later, our agent has created the server for us and given us an IP for connecting. Let's go try and join our server. To do this, we open RedM, press F8, and type in the connect command and the IP of our server. We connect. So we seem to have launched, but for some reason we're in the sky. Let's go ask the agent why this is and try to solve it quickly. So after a few requests to Claude, I appeared, but I'm nobody. I'm an empty shell. It wrote a few commands. So let's go try and run them. Something's not working out. There's a character, but he's invisible. He sort of doesn't exist. Interesting. Let's ask Claude to make us a character appearance editor, so that we can create a character so that we're visible and not whatever it is we have right now. We try sending a prompt to create the character's appearance, and we wait while Claude Opus 5 does all of this. Claude finished the job, used the front-end design skill, and said that it made a character appearance editor. So let's go and test this out then. Wow. I went into the game, and there are a lot of settings here. That is, you can literally configure everything, the shoulders, the arms, a completely full customization of settings. This is really something. There's just this one bug. The camera is crooked at first. There we go. Now it's straight. So, after several attempts, I did make the character appearance editor after all. So, let's go try it. Men. So, skin color, well, let's set a normal one. Woman, man. A whole lot of settings in here. Shoulders, arms, length, you can adjust it all. You can make different types of appearance, different eyes. So absolutely everything is adjustable. This looks very good. Hairstyle, bald, and that's a good one. There's a lad for you, and you can do a mustache, a beard. Basically, it's good. There, we've added a normal, full human skin. We can rotate the character. Well, that's basically good. Let's leave him ordinary, just like this one. The name John. Create. So, We don't have a database yet, but basically the skin stayed, except for the hair.
Good.
Now we'll make the database then, and the registration with the login, so that all of this character appearance creation actually gets picked up. Let's write the prompt. We paste in the prompt that should make us the login and registration in the style of an RP structure. We're waiting while Opus 5 thinks and writes us those resources. Claude finished the job. 6.6 million tokens. 20 minutes. $7. Made the registration, the login, everything by RP just the way it should be. Let's go check how this looks in the game. Wow. This is damn pretty cool looking, honestly. Camera on us. A carriage in the woods. A house. Oh, oh, oh. So, we enter the email. Test. Our name is John. Password test, and again, password test. Well, this back here looks really very cool. We can make three characters, so let's go make the first one. First name John, last name Jones, male. Date of birth. So, the 1st of January, 1819. Whoa, and character creation. So, well, we already created a character, John Jones. So we've got a loop now. Let's fix this real quick. So, we fixed everything, we spawned in. This already looks really very cool, actually. The registration and character creation look more realistic and more pleasant than in GTA 5. But then again, let's not forget that this isn't GTA 5, and RP hears about something completely different. Here, for example, let's steal a horse. That's it. This is our horse now. The wagon is ours too. That's how it is. We jump out and let's go make the HUD plus fishing. We'll send this right away in one prompt. So, let's go send it a prompt so that it creates a HUD and also the fishing job in a single prompt. I hope there won't be any errors. We send the prompt and we wait. The last thing the neural network did for today is the loading menu, the HUD, the fishing, the water check, a satchel, and something else. Let's check this in the game. This looks very cool. Honestly, let's wait for the loading to finish. But it really does look fun. There was a wagon around here just now that's responsible for the fishing, and he jumps around funny. Interesting. So, the wagon. Okay, let's sort out the HUD. A cool HUD, only right now it's only showing health and breath. Let's check whether it actually works. It works. That's it. I've got it. Sorry there, sir. Excuse me. It works. So, let's check the breath. So, the breath works too. John Jones. Time is money. So, let's go check the HUD command. So, you can change the placement. Good. A smaller size. Excellent. Basically, nothing needs redoing. This already works. Now we need to find the wagon. We'll try to do that now. So, after some time and some fixes, a marker appeared on the map. Let's walk up and see what's standing there. There should be some cart with fishing tackle. Let's check. And where's the cart exactly? It should be standing in this house. And where is the cart exactly? I see the labels. No cart. From this moment on, in the top right corner, you'll be seeing how many failures we suffered while we were making the fishing. It'll be a counter. Take a look. I press E and nothing happens. Search the crate. So, we'll keep fixing now. So, I finally walked up to the wagon, which isn't standing on a roof anymore, but in a field. Let's try and buy something. So, this I bought, this one to buy, to drink, everything else for money. Excellent. And now we need to find water. So, I seem to have found water. Drag the cart over here. We go into the water, type the fish command. Oh, wow. We wait for the bite. We hook it, and we wait. So, now there'll be attempt number two. Nope, apparently there isn't going to be. One more fishing attempt, and something worked out for us. But, oh wow, yet another fishing attempt here. So, something is happening here for us. Wow, now that's cool. Only I don't understand what to do. The fish is swimming around. Look, for now, I don't really understand how all of this is supposed to work, but for now we're just waiting. So, it seems everything's ready. Let's try and cast it. We cast! We wait for the line to tighten. We're all waiting for the bite. Pulling. Oop, there's some kind of fish. And what it is, we don't know. But we pulled something out, so, well, we're pulling out some kind of fish. The way I understand it, we need to tie in the database and the inventory, so it can be put away somewhere. Let's go try. So, well, this is some kind of pike. This one too. Basically, that's the kind of fishing we ended up with. And that's all. The server's in the description, the GitHub link in the description, and the link to Reddle, our hosting, also in the description. See you again soon. Bye, everybody.